setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. And you've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. It matters that you figure out what it is. It matters that you do it. Why? Because you were created to contribute through your work. That means you are needed and you must do it. And it is our sole mission to help you figure out what that role is. Now, here's what's great about this. If you really lean into this conversation, you understand what we teach, why we teach it, you're going to realize that this idea of filling this role doesn't mean just one job. It does not mean just one career path. It does not mean just one dream job. It's multiples and all those multiple jobs, multiple career paths, multiple dream jobs. There's actually a tremendous amount of growth and opportunity when you grab this. Oh, so how do I know if I'm filling that unique role? Very simple. You will know that you are on purpose in your work when you are using what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter deeply to you, mission. That simple. And so when you grab that and you get it, you go, every decision I make professionally, every decision I make, even from a hobby or volunteer standpoint, it you come back to that clarity. Am I using what I do best to do work I love, to produce results that matter to me? Now we're on purpose. So I want to start today's show talking about purpose in all work. We've seen and heard reactions from the audience over the last few years where some people say, hey, Ken, I want you to help me get a job. In other words, a paycheck. But I don't know about all this purpose stuff. Specifically when we began to test the messaging around the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, around the new Get Clear Career Assessment, which is the tool that kind of gets everything started in stage one of the seven stages to doing what you were born to do. And so we were testing messaging and talking to people, and some people still are having a really hard time. And it's troubling, but it's not shocking that people would still go, well, I want a good job, but I mean, I kind of want to be, you know, an admin assistant. I don't know if there's purpose in that. I want to be a store manager. I've kind of always wanted to do that. Or it's just what I think I'm good at. And there's a disconnect between the work and purpose. There's a disconnect between the status or the stature of the job and the actual value of the job. There's a disconnect. So let's just break down what I'm talking about. We have this view of work that white collar jobs with nice fancy offices and nice buildings, certain amount of salary, you pick the number, whatever that number is. And that kind of work, well, that's impressive work. Like, that's better work. That's a lie. There is no difference in the true value. I'm not talking salaries, but there's no difference in the value between the janitor and the CEO. Do they play wildly different roles? Yes. Does one make way more than the other? Yes, but at its core, each position is needed. Therefore, it is valuable. And we've got to get to the point, parents, where we get this for ourselves so that we can teach our kids this, that good work, anything that's not illegal, is valuable work. It's all valuable. Let's look at admin assistant. You keep the world running. You may work for a C-suiter, a CEO, but you're as valuable as anybody else in the organization because anything that CEO does or C-suiter does, you have direct impact on. You allow it to happen in some cases, by making it run smoothly. Let's go to coders, developers, right? Well, I'm kind of over in the corner and I work on this website or I work on this digital tool or whatever, whatever, whatever. And nobody knows my name. Nobody sees me. I like it that way. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just over there doing code. No. You are literally writing the functionality that can lead to good service or life transformation. Let's look at Ramsey Solutions. I mean, if you're doing code on kencoleman.com and somebody comes to our site, which happens all the time, and gets a tool or resource, free or paid, doesn't matter, and they do something with that and change their life and potentially change their family tree, the person who codes that, in some ways, has more to do with the change than I did. I mean, I could stand out in the middle of Highway 65 right now and yell at the top of my lungs. It's not going to be as effective as putting it online. Well, I got news for everybody. I'm unable to put anything online. Okay? I don't know how to code. So we've got to get to a point where we begin to see the real value. Hey, I just, you know, look, I run a mailroom. Yeah, well, you make things happen around the globe. You know, there's this thing called the butterfly effect where they've studied this, where a butterfly can flap its wings on the other side of the planet and affect weather patterns completely around the world. Cause and effect. And I think we've gotten away from understanding the true effect of our work, and therefore we have removed purpose from it. I want you to really think about what it is that you actually really deliver. Forget your job title and your job description. What do you deliver? What do you help make happen? Do you have a say in it? Absolutely. Millions of people's lives have been transformed because of Ramsey Solutions, and every person in the building has a direct or indirect influence on that work. I mean, on that result. They just do. There's just no denying it. So I wanted to lead us off this morning to really get this, because I just feel so many people have allowed work to become a four-letter word, and they see it as just, I got to do it for a paycheck, and I don't have much more prospects as it relates to income or impact. And the answer is, you do. You can make more income. You can make more impact through your work. You can. And we're going to show you how. And we need you to do it, because it's about impact. That is what really drives the performance and the significance needed to stay the course, to do all the things you want to do with that lovely paycheck. So that's why we wrote the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. I took the 7 stages and I unpacked them. There's a lot of my story in this. And I'm going to tell you something, folks, it's practical. But you will read my story, and I promise, and the stories of others, and you will see yourself in those pages. Pre-order it right now for only $20 and get nearly $200 worth of free goodies. You can also get the Get Clear Career Assessment, which will jumpstart everything, show you the mountain, and the book, From Paycheck to Purpose, will lead you up the mountain. KenColeman.com. Go get it.
You can climb the ladder and make a great living by doing work that's meaningful to you. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. If you're looking to grow, lead, and make an impact, this book is for you. It has the step-by-step plan to taking your career to the next level. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Promoted Bonus Pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com.
The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios, here to help you get clear so that you can get qualified, here to help you get connected so you can get started, here to help you get promoted so you can get the dream job, to work and live like no one else. To truly give yourself away, it's all about legacy and impact on others. The income will follow, I promise. 844-747-8255. 877 844 747 2577. Let's go to Andrew to start us off in Kansas City, Missouri. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Andrew. What's going on?
Hey, good. Hey, so I'm 38 years old. I work in construction sales as a business development manager for a very unique niche steel market. I make a base and commission. I've got a fantastic boss. I've got a great flexible schedule thanks to COVID now. You know, I'm feeling most days because of lead times and supply constraints that I'm just unbusy most days. It's hard for me to get out and sell anything with 13-month lead times. And, of course, with COVID, I'm kind of limited on my travel still. My question for you is, with the robust market, the job market that's out there, is now a time for me to find something new?
I think it's certainly time to kick the tires.
Okay.
You know, you got a lot of good things going for you there that you listed, but the problem is you're bored, sounds like to me.
I'm bored, yeah.
And, you know, that's a killer, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, just think for a second. Are there any good things that come out of boredom?
A lot of good hobbies, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but that's just not going to cut it.
Right.
What's happening is your soul is slowly seeping out of your body. And you're going to need to be challenged. So all of these good things we're grateful for. Certainly want to be grateful for, but yeah, I'd be kicking the tires. I'd be looking for something. And here's the deal. Be careful, because in your desire to have some fire in your work again, to have passion and mission back, don't take something that looks good, but it's kind of fool's gold. What you know is what you're looking for. You do know what you're looking for, certainly the type of work, you know the environment you want. So hold fast to that and look for it, but be patient, because you're not in a crappy setting right now. You're certainly not in a, you know, emergency situation. So change your mindset and go, I'm super grateful for what I've got right now, and I'm going to be looking for something, and I'm going to be patient, though, to find the right thing, and then I step into it. But yeah, I absolutely think you should be looking, but be patient and make sure it's the right
Perfect.
Step. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. You know, what's interesting to me is, and I got to ask you this, Andrew, is your leaders have got to know this, right? They've got to know the scenario by which they've placed you in, and that, you know, you're basically watching paint dry, right?
I mean, to some degree. I mean, our business has done fantastic over the last year and a half. And so, you know, they see the work coming through. They see the revenue. The company has grown 30% year over year, just in my division alone, not to mention, you know, the broader global footprint that we have. So, you know, sometimes I think they see it, but, you know, it's just still limited on what I'm able to do and go out and, you know, continue to do in the sales world. So I love what I do, but it's just, I feel like I have more to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but see, but here's the thing. The reason I ask you that is this is a real challenge for leadership. Things are going really, really great, and things are going great, but it's kind of, you kind of got it on the rails.
Right.
And they're going to lose people like you. Leaders are going to lose a lot of people like you because they're not aware of this. You know what? I'm holding you on a little extra here because I'm flipping the switch. I'm flipping the whole deal on you. What would they have to do? What would they need to change right now to where you wouldn't be bored?
You know, I think right now we have such a resource constraint, right? So the lead times is just killing us. So for me, I can get engaged with projects, and that's where I feel fulfilled. So back in, you know, March, April timeframe, when we didn't have the lead time issues, I was very involved. I was very focused. I felt like there was a lot of purpose with what I was doing. And really for the last 3 months, the same rhetoric has been, you know, well, we can't sell anything. We're not pursuing anything quick. We've got prices moving up, you know, and that just hinders my ability to do what I'm doing. And then now I've got to explain every trip that I want to go on to justify who I'm meeting with. And it just, there's more red tape, more challenges all around a company that already had a lot of red tape. That I felt like I was doing better in figuring out how to sell the work. So,
All right.
I mean, it's you know, a handful of things.
Yeah, it's interesting. But the reason I asked you that is I wanted somebody to learn from that, and I wanted to learn from that. And see, again, this is, they're not being nimble. They're not being nimble. They're not finding something else for you to be doing right now, you know, in this downtime. And they're going to end up losing you if they're not careful. So, yeah, I would go for it, but know what you're looking for. And you know, you just described it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So do your homework. Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Your best is yet to come. Let's go to Rachel now in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Rachel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I am doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
So I am a 28-year-old. I just graduated with my leadership studies degree. My question for you is, how do you find a job with that you're passionate about along with in your sweet spot?
Okay. Well, do you know how I describe the sweet spot?
A little bit, but not quite.
Great. Okay. So it's very simple. You are in your sweet spot. You are working on purpose in your sweet spot, which is just a little way of describing this kind of this unique role that you were created to fill. Could be multiple jobs, multiple career paths, even multiple dream jobs. It's really about, hey, am I in that sweet spot? Am I working on purpose? There's three indicators. The first is talent. You get that. Hard skills, soft skills, right?
Right.
Okay, so you think of talent. I want you to think of talent as your tools. Power tools, premium tools to get the work done. So you've got to be using your talent. So you use what you do best to then do work you love. That's passion. So you love the work itself. It's not about the status or the salary. It's the work itself. It leads me to believe what a little bit I've heard that I love the idea of leading people, right? And that is a type of work, all right? So you got to do work you love. And then you do the work that you love, but you want to do it in a place where that work produces results that matter deeply to you. So, for instance, you could lead anywhere, but if you could lead in a company where there's a direct connection to the work, right, the type of work that you're getting to do, and you're going, these are the results I want to drive. We've got this Get Clear career assessment that I'm going to give to you to take. It's about a 15-minute online assessment. There are six missional results: achievement, creation, efficiency, influence, service, solution. In that assessment, you'll score higher on one of those six, but you'll see where you score on all six. So the idea here is that I need to use what I do best, my top talents, to do work I love, my top passions, to produce results that matter to me, my driving missional result. And when you can see that, you go, oh, well, this job makes sense. Yep, it fits. It's in the sweet spot. So that's how we get clear first. And then we're able to see things in the marketplace. We go, oh, this is right. This is not right. Here's why. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, do you want to lead people? I mean, what's the be-all, end-all for you? Forget about where it is and what the title is. What would be a dream job for you at this point in your life as you see it?
Well, I would love to, you know, have my own business, but right now I don't really know what that would be. Like, I have a couple ideas, but they're just
great
ideas.
Okay, but here's the deal. So, what do we do with those ideas? I want you to begin to formulate those, whether it be typing out, you know, this is the vision for it. Forget about business plan. You don't have to go that detailed. If you want to and you know how to, great. But you know, noodle on those ideas. Run them by people that may be in similar industries. Keep those in the back of your mind, because as you come out of school and you step into the real world, learning how to lead people is going to be huge to whatever business you run anyway. You're going to be leading your own people, right?
Right.
So I think for you, you need to step into both of these things at the same time. Where can I get in the industry and begin following with the opportunity to move into leadership or management so that I can learn how to lead? I got to learn how to follow first, then I learn how to lead. Meanwhile, I could be playing around with these ideas on the side and launching it. So hold on. Amanda, let's give her a link to the Get Clear Career Assessment at KenColeman.com. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios, helping you make the income and the impact that you want. That's right. And breaking news today, another record job report, probably covered sometime this week. It's a great time to get hired, and that's why you have got to be doing it the right way. Now, we've got a lot of great resources at KenColeman.com, but More importantly, the Ken Coleman Show is proudly partnered with the number one hiring site in the United States, ZipRecruiter. They know how frustrating it is when you feel like you're spending hours filling out the exact same information on every application. And then on top of that, you don't hear much back. It's like crickets. But here's the good news. They're going to connect you to jobs that fit your profile, and it's a one-click apply feature, and it's free. You can apply for jobs quickly and easily without filling out that stuff multiple times, and they keep you updated when someone looks at your profile, asks for your information. So it's just super fantastic. No stress, no time wasted. What are you waiting for? If you want the easier job search, sign up for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. I don't know why you wouldn't try it, because you don't even need to get your money back. And they're really, really good. Go right now. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Topeka, Kansas. Dave is there. Dave, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet, Dave. What's going on?
Well, I have, think I found my dream job, the next job anyway.
Ho!
And they're basically going to double my pay.
Come on, man.
So,
look at you.
Yeah. So, how do I quit the old job? Here's part of the problem is that I work by myself remotely.
Yeah.
And I know they can't replace me in 2 weeks. I'm not sure 3 weeks, 4 weeks would be enough. Do I need to give 2 weeks? I've told my boss that I'm looking for other jobs.
And what'd they say?
And he was not happy, but.
Well, tough.
It's tough, yes.
When are you supposed to start the other job?
The manager has mentioned October 1st, so that's still 3 weeks away.
I'd tell him. Have you accepted the new one?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say.
Waiting on a background check and drug test and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you know what? I would wait until the background check and drug test comes through, right? Let's just be super safe. And then once that comes through and it's all official and signed, then I would call the current boss and go, hey, I just took a great position. You've already given him you did way more than I would have told you to do. You gave him a courtesy, hey, I'm looking. And so he knows that. So you've done a very, very good thing there. That's an honorable thing, not required at all. So I would tell him kindly, but I would tell him quickly. As soon as the deal is done for the new gig, I'd tell him immediately, hey, they want me to start October 1. I want to finish well. Here's what I was thinking about doing for the transition. I'm happy to stay all the way up until October 1 if you need me. And if you want me to get out of here in 2 weeks, that's fine. Here's what I've already started doing. I mean, try to leave very well. And if he doesn't like it, that's his right. And it's also your right to pursue your dreams. So don't overthink it. Yeah, man. Listen, you're not irreplaceable. And I'm not, and you know what? I know it is. It sounded, I wasn't trying to make a point there. I'm saying that you need to rest in that. You gave him a heads up. Really, really kind of crazy. I wouldn't do that, but you did.
What if the new job says, can you start next week?
I'd say, okay, that puts my current people in a bad spot. But if that's something that you really, really want and you need, then I'm going to try to do that. I mean, you know, you just want to look like a classy individual.
Yes.
So there's no right or wrong answer here. But if they say that, go, okay, I get it. That's going to put my current employer in a tough spot. I don't like to do that. But if you're saying this is really, really important to do, of course, I'm all in. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Listen, the two-week notice is not in the Ten Commandments anywhere. But we treat it like it is. But, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, it's not a hard and fast policy at Ramsey Solutions, but it is not out of the norm for someone to turn in their resignation and then they're gone that week.
Right. My last job, I quit with no notice, but I wasn't even a numbered cog in that machine.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
didn't care, but this one is a lot more important. I actually care for my boss and coworkers, so it's going to leave them in a jam.
Yeah, I say do what's right, and if that's right for you, do it. You're a good dude. There's nothing wrong with you. You're plenty good man. I appreciate the call, but do what's best for you. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. By the way, we've been talking a lot about these job switches and people looking. The Great Resignation is happening this year. If you're thinking about technology, you have got to go check out my friends at Bethel Tech. Here, let me just give you the details in about 10 seconds. 9-month program, you can do it online at your schedule. Less than $15,000. They have an 80% job placement track record going on, and they actively are recruiting for you. They're not just training you in tech jobs. They recruit for you. They got Silicon Valley all over them for talent. We're talking starting, average starting salary around $78,000. And within a year, you're making six figures. Come on, betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, let's go to Karen in San Francisco, California. Karen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
So I have just recently taken your career assessment.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
Oh, good.
I love the results and it makes sense, but I'm needing some, I guess, direction on how to kind of pivot. I'm in the creative field, so I'm a photo producer.
Okay.
And after reading my purpose statement, I get kind of like bits and pieces of how it makes sense of where I'm at, but I still just need a little more guidance.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The another question is, I know that I can't completely go into my dream field like right away. I have to pay student loans. How can I guess, ask to be put in a position in my current job that more aligns with my purpose statement?
Oh, I'd sit down with your leader and show him the results. Show him the purpose statement.
Okay.
This is exactly why I designed this, to have a conversation,
okay,
right? So a conversation with okay friends to get validation, a mm-hmm conversation with family to get validation, former bosses, current bosses. Mm-hmm. I love that idea of saying, hey, I listened to this guy, Ken Coleman, he's got this assessment, and it read my mail, and it spits out this purpose mm-hmm statement that is designed for help me to see what's the right seat on the bus for me, wherever I am.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read this, I go, oh, you know, here are my top three passions, the work. And by the way, you saw not only your top three, we
yep
show you how you scored on all 15. So there are probably some other mm-hmm types of work that weren't in your top three that you enjoy, I'm guessing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So here's what you do. You can tell that I took everything in the world at work and tried to give it, you know, some general labels. So look at those mm-hmm those passions and go, where are the jobs in my current company that would allow me to spend 80% of my day doing this kind of work? Make sense?
Yes.
Start there.
It does.
Now you
okay
go to your leader and go, hey, based on this assessment, and I think it's absolutely right, I want to be doing more of this kind of work. Can I do that on this current team? See, you begin to see things. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. You're sitting there going, Ken, I'm kind of stumped. You're not stumped. You got to take this purpose statement and literally start putting it up next to job descriptions out in this creative field that you are interested in being in and go, wait a second.
Okay.
Does this match up? Can I spend 80% of my day doing what this purpose statement says I need to be doing? And
okay
so all of a sudden it becomes like your litmus test, if you know what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, exactly.
So I actually think you just got to go do some more shopping in the creative
okay
fields and, mm-hmm, and things that you already know more than I know about your field. And then go, okay, is this on purpose? Or does this get me on the ladder towards that purposeful work? Make sense? But I think
yeah
you're on the right track right
that
now with your current company. But do what you're going to do with your own company. Do it externally, and let's see what jobs are out there. I think you're going to be surprised at how many things are going to go ding, 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 ding. There it is, folks. Another Get Clear career assessment. Hit somebody right between the eyes. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios. KenColeman.com is the website. At Ken Coleman on Instagram. Give me a follow over there. Lots of goodies coming your way in the form of content on the gram, as the kids like to call it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Denise in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Denise, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Denise. What's going on?
Hi, I've been a social worker for about 5 years, and I'm thinking of changing my career.
Okay. And what are you thinking about changing it to?
I am unsure. I just want to do something. I'm not sure if I still want to do that or move around in that area or just completely go to something else.
Okay. So when you say it that way, I just got to believe there are some ideas that have been kind of percolating in the old head there. True or false?
True.
All right, Denise, so we got to have some fun with these ideas, because what we want to do is we want to get the ideas out of our head and talk to somebody, and I'm your guy. I'm your coach. And let's see if they match up to who you are. Do they, and here's as you're telling me, you need this in your head. Do they allow you to use what you do best, to do work you love, to produce results that matter deeply to you? That simple. That's purpose. And so if they align with that, then we get to choose. Which one do we want to choose the most? Which one engages the heart the most? That's where we're ending up. So give me these ideas that you've got.
I was thinking of running my own business. I'm not quite sure what that would be right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know I like health. That much I do.
Specifically, give me a little bit more. Who are the people that you most want to help in the health sector? What's the problem you want to solve? The solution you want to provide?
I want to help those who are like having difficulties with hypertension and diabetes.
Nice.
That type of stuff.
Nice. How would you do that? What's the solution that you would offer?
I'm thinking of lifestyle change. Mm-hmm.
So nutrition, exercise?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you see how we're getting pretty specific all of a sudden?
Yes.
Now you start to go, okay, so if I want to help these people that have health issues and I want to do it by coaching them on nutrition and exercise, now I go, okay, what are all the different ways that I can do that? Is it for another company? Is it freelance? I mean, excuse me, not freelance. You're working for yourself. What do I need to do to get qualified to do that? How much is that going to cost? Based on my financial reality, how long is it going to take? This is the progression. So you're really in the get clear stage one. Stage two is get qualified. That's where you'll go next. Once we know how to get qualified, then we've got a plan. And then we're going to get connected, stage three, while we're in stage two. And then the opportunity is going to pop. And then stage four, you start. So it's not really scary. Do you understand that clear path right there?
It is.
Get clear.
It does sound slightly scary.
Well, it sounds scary to you because you still don't know the answers. You know, this idea, I'd like to start a business, but I don't know what the business is. Yeah, that's scary. It'd scare me too. You don't know if there's a monster in the closet or not, right?
Right.
And so what I'm saying is that once you know what it takes to get qualified, it's not as scary. Right now, you have no idea what you want to do specifically, so therefore you can't know what it's going to take to get qualified, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So you're right. It's still scary, but I'm telling you what the stages are. If you follow my stages, get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, it's not going to be that scary. So we've got to figure out the get clear part. And I think for you, one idea is in the health space. You've been in social work before. And I think the thread that I see there of commonality is caretaking, caring for others. You are more interested in people work because I think you're good with people. True or false?
True.
Okay. So if you're good with people and you enjoy people work, switching or pivoting, using your word, from social work to nutritional advice or physical therapy or physical training, or you start to fill in, same basic type of work, you're caring for people.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you my brand new Get Clear Career Assessment. It's going to take you about 15 minutes, 20 if you take your sweet time, which is fine. And it's going to walk you through questions about what you do best, what work you love to do, and what results matter deeply to you. Then it's going to spit out a summary report on the top three talents and passions, your primary missional driver, and then you're going to see a purpose statement. Then if you still don't have any ideas, I want you to call back and we'll go through it. But I think it's going to point you to the direction you're already facing. You got this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues. Thrilled to have you with us. We're helping you move from paycheck to purpose. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Somebody hit me the other day and go, now, if I move from paycheck to purpose, do I still get the paycheck? Good question. Yes. In fact, it'll be a better paycheck. I'm not guarantee you how much bigger it's going to be, but I'll tell you this much, it'll be enough. And as I lock arms with The Ramsey Show, where I'm a co-host, the second largest radio show in the country, we help people with their money. You know, this idea of paycheck to purpose is you're going to have enough money, because I know that a lot of teachers are net worth millionaires and they're not making huge amounts of money. So the reality is that when we get on purpose, the income and the impact come together. And that's what people long for, significance, making that unique contribution. 844-747-2577. That's the phone number, 844-747-2577. I am so excited about the Get Clear Career Assessment. I just wanted to plug it again because, I mean, thousands of people, it's been out a month, and thousands of people have bought it either with the bundle of $30 with the new book, the pre-order for the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds have bought it just individually. But to hear callers call in and go, hey, I took the assessment and now I need a little bit more. I love it because they're going, okay, it hit me right where it is. And so now I need a little bit more clarity on the ideas and stuff. And here's what's great about this Get Clear Career Assessment. The real payoff is that you get a purpose statement that I would encourage you to print off, put it on your desk, put it on your mirror at home, whatever. It allows you to always come back to a home base of clarity. It's like it's a compass. Okay, wait a second. This thing I'm thinking about, this path, this job, this career, is it in alignment? Is it in alignment with who I am? And that's why those three indicators, talent, what we do best, passion, work we love to do, and mission, results we want to create. When those three are clear and in alignment, meaning a dream job should allow you to very simply work on purpose, to use what you do best, to do work you love, to produce results that matter. Duh, ding, ding, ding. I mean, is that really that complex? It's not. It's actually so simple. It's powerful when we go, oh, I don't have to do all this hand-wringing and worrying about which direction I need to go. I simply, if I get clear, and by the way, you know, the new book, we unpack this in From Paycheck to Purpose, how to do it manually. But the assessment is, it's digital, it's online. We do all the heavy lifting for you by asking you questions and you answer truthfully. But what happens is it's like everything I look at, I go, well, does this allow me to do this? Use what I do best, to do work I love, to produce results that matter. It's like, it becomes a very intuitive thing. And we're to the point where you get to see it and you immediately can read a job description and go, nope. That kind of confidence is wildly, wildly effective. Because those people, those men and women who are confident in who they are and what they want to do and why they want to do it, there's no stopping them. That's the reality. There's no stopping you. So that's why it's really, really important that you grab this. So Victoria's on the line in St. Louis, Missouri. Victoria, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Victoria, you are live. What's going on?
Oh, wow, okay. So I took the assessment.
Okay, great.
And now I'm just kind of like, where do I go now?
Okay, so before we figure that out, did you have ideas about what you wanted to do before you took the assessment?
I want to say yes, but then I want to say no.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. And you're a very smart person. So the answer is yes, you had some ideas. So you got those ideas in your head right now. And so when you took the assessment and you got your top three talents laid out for you, your top three passions, work you love to do, and your mission result, did you talk with anybody about it and get feedback from the results?
Yeah,
Not really.
Okay, no. So it's just me. Great. So how did it feel when you read your purpose statement? How did it feel to you?
It said service, and I was like, that's weird, because I'm an introvert, and I'm like, people, no.
Oh, wait a second. So you jumped ahead on me. You went right to your missional result with service.
Right, yeah.
Okay, do you have your results in front of you?
I do.
Okay, great. What was the second highest scoring? Because there's six missional results, and we tell you your top one, and we give you a nice summary, but we also show you how you score on the others. What was number two for you?
For the mission?
Yes.
Oh, that I'm not even sure on. I just like...
Oh, you don't. So you don't have your results in front of you? You don't have the report in front of you?
Not all of it. I just like kind of like screenshotted like...
Oh, okay. Like, all right. So here's the deal. I want you to go back to your results after this phone call, okay? Don't overthink service, because at the end of the day, you don't have to be an extrovert to serve, okay? So what was your top three passions, the work you love to do? What was the results?
Making, creating, and protecting.
Making, creating, protecting. Really interesting.
Yeah.
So that service angle is where you begin to tie all this in. So making and creating, that tells me you are a very creative person. You're creative with your mind and creative with your hands. True or false?
True.
Oh, so we're right. Okay. So what would you most like to create and make? If you could choose today and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you create in your mind and make with your hands? What would you do?
I would want to do maybe photos.
Photos. Great. So mm-hmm. A photographer?
Yeah.
Great. And so who is on the other end of those photos? Who's paying you for these photos?
Family?
Yes. Yes. And so you are serving them. You have a heart of service, right? And you are you look at photos a little bit differently than somebody else. So let me explain. There are other photographers who like taking shots of nature or models, and it's more of a creative performance art. Am I right when I say that?
Yeah.
But if I'm taking photos of families, important milestones, weddings, graduations, Christmas photos, Thanksgiving pic, whatever, you get my drift. When I'm doing I am not doing that for art purposes. I'm doing that to serve, to create a memory for people. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So don't overthink the service. But I think you're also a person who loves caring for others. Is that true?
Yeah, that is pretty true.
Yeah. So just because you're an introvert doesn't mean you can't care for people. You don't have to be like, you know, Mrs. Walk in the Room and dominate. In fact, I would tell you, the greatest caretakers of all are people that are probably more introverted because they're just totally focused on that one-to-one interaction. And I think as a photographer, that really is a much more intimate, lower-key involvement because you're capturing memories. It's really service-oriented. You are trying to capture a memory, capture a family that will last a lifetime. One photo that you take, Victoria, could hang in a house for 30 years, true or false?
True.
Now, how does it feel?
I mean, when you put it that way, yeah, it feels more.
Good. So here's the deal. Don't just lock yourself up to photography. Go back to your mission statement, excuse me, your purpose statement that we printed out for you or that's in there. Look at all of the different, how you score on all of the talents, all of the patches, anything that's good above average to great, which was your top three and then your primary. Look at your secondary mission result. I wonder if creation's not your second result. Go back and look at it and see. But don't overthink it. Just look at all the creative opportunities that you want and say, does this allow me to be on purpose? And if the answer is yes, then consider it. Hey, I got to get out of here, but remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, they're in debt, they don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.